Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thanks for having me again, Bruce.
Trust in our food system is imperative. What can we do? Is the focus of an article circulated through Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan's June e-newsletter. First of all, why is trust in agriculture so imperative?
So really it comes down to ensuring that we can continue to grow the food that we're growing right now on farms and ranchers in the manner that we do, and, you know, evolve into using new technologies, new research, new development that comes forward. So what's happening right now when it comes to the trust discussion about food and agriculture in general here in this country is I think we see that there's a lot more proliferation of misinformation and disinformation that is actually coming out into the public. And really what we want to do is make sure there's a counter to that. And it really isn't even, I guess, a counter. It's just telling the truth and being transparent about what we do so consumers can actually understand what we do and really why we do it.
Who has a role to play in helping to build trust in agriculture? And how can and how are those interests coordinating and cooperating on that task?
So really at the high level, I would say right off the cuff, everybody in agriculture has a role to play in building public trust. But when you want to look at the structures that exist to kind of build this trust with Canadians from coast to coast, we have really four different organizations that are trying to do this work in different aspects. So if I look at, say, the national side of things, where the Canadian Center for Food Integrity provides a lot about the market intelligence of what consumers are thinking, what they're saying, does in-depth dives on how we can better communicate with them, which then relates to the organization of Canadian Food Focus that really is a great online initiative that started here in Saskatchewan with Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan to tell consumers about these things, these great stories, tell about farmers, how they grow everything from strawberries to ranch cattle, and have that discussion with Canadians online. You kind of get a little bit more fine-tuned when you get into the Farm and Food Cares that are having events that, you know, pair up the agriculture industry and consumer, and then to a younger level with agriculture in the classroom. All of these organizations work together and coordinate their messaging to make sure that we're, you know, using the industry dollars, first of all, to the best benefit, but second of all, focusing on our target audiences and doing what we're supposed to do to build that trust with these different audiences. And it really is working in terms of getting the message of farming and ranching and just the general message of agriculture out to consumers.
What issues or topics tend to be high priority among consumers? And why? What types of information are they typically looking for? And what opportunities does that create for agriculture?
Really, there's just an unknown out there when it comes to a lot of the information. So, for example, if we want to look at the crop side, there's a lot of, you know, uncertainty about whether, you know, genetically modified crops are good or bad, or what about these things that we're spraying on them? On the animal agriculture, there's a lot of questions that come up regarding the husbandry practices or possibly some of the things we might use, say, in the cattle industry, like hormones, and then how that relates to some of the other industries like poultry or swine. So really at the core of it, there's just questions. It's not necessarily that the consumers are, you know, angry or upset with things that farmers and ranchers are doing until they watch that social media clip that has somebody who's angry saying this is bad or this is going to hurt the environment or whoever. And I think that is why we need to make sure we're proactive in our approach. If you look at all these organizations, whether it's Canadian Food Focus, Farm and Food Care, Ag in the Classroom, we're trying to be proactive in terms of getting the message out to those audiences so they know firsthand what we're doing in an effort to grow food. Once they have that avenue and they feel comfortable and confident that they've made that connection with this information, some of that misinformation that they see on social media becomes less influential. And, you know, what I mean with this, you know, the special interest or extremist groups that might be out there, it's an extremely small portion of the population, but it gets a lot of airtime. So as a result of that, we need to make sure we're just proactive in our messaging and really just talking about what we actually do, what we experience when we grow food on our farms and ranches.
What can be done to be involved in helping to build the trust of Canadian consumers, the public?
So right off the top, the best way to do it for everybody who's listening that's involved in agriculture is simply to talk about it with your friends, your neighbors. If you have social media accounts, feel free to post some of the things that you're doing, from sorting cattle to picking eggs to planting your crop. Just so that information gets out there, the more information we get out there, the better it is. On a sideline to that, if there's a willingness to volunteer for somebody like Farm and Food Care or Agriculture in the Classroom, I know Farm and Food Care has an event called Open Farm Days, great event to open up your farm or your ranch to invite consumers in and talk about what you do. Agriculture in the Classroom has different events like talking to students during Agriculture Literacy Month. And also encouraging, whether it's your RM, your businesses, or even yourself as a farm, to donate or become a member of these organizations really goes a long way in terms of building this trust nationally.
How can anyone interested access the article, Trust in Our Food System is Imperative, What Can We Do, or get more information?
So I would suggest anybody listening who is interested in learning more about what we're doing, or specifically this subject about public trust, simply go to farmfoodcaresk.org, click under the resource section of our website, and you have the newsletter there. But more importantly, if you want to learn more about what we're doing, there's an About Us, there's learning about farming, some of the different programs and events we have. And feel free to reach out to me or any of our other staff. We are more than happy to talk with you about what we're doing and why we do it.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I would just say that I think it's one little step at a time creates a big movement. So if we can all talk and make sure our neighbors and our community understand what we do when it comes to agriculture, the wider the audience becomes that is more knowledgeable about food. So I just encourage everybody listening to consider that, and hopefully one step at a time, we can make Canada a more knowledgeable country when it comes to the food system.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.